This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
And the lady with the fur.
And Lombardi, granite winner.
No, you're Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, yeah. Folks.
She's renamed me Lisa Lombardi.
Lisa Lombardi. That's a great name.
It is a great name. Yeah. It doesn't happen to be mine, but it is a great name. And I'm going to continue to celebrate this incredible award probably for a couple of years at least.
Yeah, last week you said for the rest of the month or week, but now we're going to extend it. I say keep it going.
25 and 26 at least.
Keep it. Yeah.
Okay.
At a minimum.
I know.
As a matter of fact, you should start showing up places and saying, hi, Lombardi.
That's all I have to say.
That's it.
Especially if I'm there with my blessed, beloved, and beautiful bestie co-host.
Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX.
Yeah, and we got a lot to talk about.
We're almost at the holiday.
We are.
The Christmas and the Hanukkah holiday, which are both start on the same day, like as it were.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
I don't know that that's ever happened in my life.
I was going to ask you, has that ever happened?
I think they've crossed, you know, Hanukkah has gone through Christmas.
Yes,
but I don't think Hanukkah is usually even this late number one. I don't remember. And this is really crazy, but it's kind of great for all kids and all things.
Right. No, I think it's great. And I know, what did you call it?
Chrismica.
Or Hanimus.
So it depends
like for
on
real,
who
for
you
real.
Are. For real. It depends. Some people say one and some people say the other.
Okay.
You know, and
what does CJ say?
It's kind of equal. I don't know, but it's time for a conversation with our dear CJ, whom we absolutely love. And honestly, once again, last week, I got to be in the stands.
We got to be, and I have notes.
Memento. You were there, right? Oh, you have things to say, because we were paying attention, and B, we're really funny. I mean, there was a whole lot of stuff going on, and it was just...
There was a lot going on.
When a win is painful, and this is like the third one, we need to have a conversation. I mean, we need to get our heads on straight and come out against a team that's not nearly as good as we are and just flat out win and not fumble,
so
have 8,000 yards of penalties. You know, I mean, we just need to not do that.
So first note from the game.
Yes.
Defense is asleep at the wheel.
We changed the name of defense to no fence.
Yeah. Not defense, but no fence. And then Buddy, our friend Buddy, who was there, said, they don't look inspired to me. And I agree, Buddy.
And that's the problem. You don't look inspired. You don't feel inspired. You talked up having a week off and getting your heads back together. But where did you get them back together to?
Where did they go? You gathered them and y'all went where? Yeah, because it did. I mean, it almost looked like they needed a week off. I mean, it just
they needed another one.
It was lackluster. I mean, that's just the best way to say it. It was a lackluster. I mean, we eked it out. And that's the other thing. I think if you don't go to the game and you just see the score, it's easy to be like, yeah.
Or even if you watch it at home, it almost, yay, we won.
Yes, but when you're there, it's like, ooh.
When you're there, stuff is going on that you don't know anything about also. Because we do not hear the commentary that goes on national television. Like, for example, the fellow that was injured. I mean, this was tragic. It was over 10 minutes. He was out cold on the field. We had no idea who it was, which player. You know, we deduced it was a Miami player, but there were so many people around him that we couldn't even see for a while.
But he is okay.
They said he's okay.
He went to the hospital right away, but he's okay. So this week, the Texans today will face the Chiefs.
It already happened.
It happened Saturday.
That's true.
Actually.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Here we are caught once again. We are recording.
So we're going to just move on because we hope it was good. Because we're going to move on. I just have to say what?
Mahomes is not having his best year. Honestly.
Except if
the Texans are ranked 13 nationally in the NFL rankings. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are like number 7. I mean, they're the best team in the world. They have the only one with no losses. They're ranked number 7. And Mahomes has had an incredibly lackluster performance this whole year. Mm-hmm. They've done the same thing as the Texans, except they won the few that we lost. Everything's been by 3 points or in the last nanosecond. They're beatable. Everyone knows that I adore Patrick Mahomes almost as much as CJ.
Not quite as much as CJ, but...
But it's really close. And so it's hard for me to even almost choose in this, except, of course, I have to choose the Texans. Mm-hmm. But CJ, they're beatable. And you could come totally back to love, power, and no shame if you beat the Chiefs.
Love, power, and no. So we shall. Well, we don't know. We'll see. So, Rockets, as you may remember, someone, me, said that the Rockets
were... That the Texans
were
going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that same person. Yeah. I redeemed myself with the Rockets. Y'all are welcome. So they have gone from this rebuilding. So, you know, they were the bad news Rockets for a long time.
For years.
And then they started to bring it together. And they have finally, they've gone from this rebuilding effort to now they're actually contending. So they did lose to the Oklahoma City, what do they call, Thunder. Mm-hmm. But... The team, they turned a corner. So I really do think, I mean, and we're still early in the season. I mean, it's just December. So I'm thinking, now, should I make another prediction or should I have learned my lesson from the Texans? Should I say that the Rockets will be in the NBA playoffs? What do we think?
Oh, I agree. I think they'll be in the playoffs.
Okay. Yeah. So they have a person on their team. Now, would a name like Amen, like Amen? I don't know if he pronounces this Amen or Amen. Do you know? Amen.
Thompson.
He should say Amen, Thompson.
So he's now on the starting lineup.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have really turned the corner, and I'm excited to see what, you know, the next several months, long season brings. So that's why I'm like, I don't know, because I also thought the Astros, you know, I was rooting for them.
You kept talking about how the long season was
going to
bring.
Yeah, so now I'm nervous. Rockets,
well, we
don't embarrass
be
me.
About what's going on with the Astros.
I know, but Rockets don't embarrass me. So anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited. I think it's going to be good.
Okay, and what about Tari? I think he's so cute.
Who?
Tari Eason.
You think he's cute?
Oh, he's just a delicious young man. I mean, he's a great young man, and his mother is wonderful. Hi, guys. They're my friends.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like, what are we doing here? Okay, so let's go back to...
Shouting out.
We're shouting out delicious men. Okay.
Well, she loved Bob, which makes me happy.
Well, that's good. So let's go back to football. So you remember we talked... it's been several weeks ago now about the private equity situation.
Wanting in.
And so they are officially in now.
I know.
So the NFL decided to allow private equity investment into the team ownership, which will completely reshape the landscape as it relates to professional football, et cetera. So this just happened like this month. And Terry Pegula, he's selling, or they approved the sale of about almost 21% of his stake in the Buffalo Bills to a private equity group. So what do we think, Lisa? That deep breath makes me feel like you're thinking, no, okay. What do you think?
Well, I think it's fine. I don't think it makes any difference at this point. I think none of us know where the money's coming from anyway, about just about anything. I mean, isn't that the truth?
Well, it's interesting.
Why not use their money?
Well, so the interesting thing, too, is that this ownership group, this private equity, actually is made up of a few other athletes. So Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady, who was a longtime Rocket.
Right.
So that's kind of interesting, too, because they say private equity, and I think it's easy to assume that it's, you know, just like finance bros. But actually, these are some other athletes. I mean, so who knows, right? This could be a good thing.
I think it will be a good thing.
And so now this notion of private equity being in, so this is going to open up the floodgate. And so there will be other teams that will start to get into it. So you know what? I think this will also create a better fan experience. It should lead to a better fan experience because you have more investment.
I think so, too. And you know, obviously we're talking about the NBA and the NFL here, but if we could get to baseball, maybe the Astros could get some players if we got an investment. Well, all we hear over and over is that our owner isn't going to spend the money required to get these big guys and keep.
Well, that's my comment.
We traded Kyle Tucker to 3 picks from the Chicago Cubs. Have we discussed this yet? No, we have not.
What are your thoughts, Lisa?
Three picks from the Chicago Cubs, who last played in the playoffs in what year? 100 years ago.
Literally, I think.
Like 2 years ago.
They really, they did?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And before that, 97. 100
years ago. No, yeah, like, I mean, for real, it's like magic.
And they haven't been back. I mean, like.
I mean, no, but seriously, I really do actually think it was like 50-something years before the, like, 2 years ago. That's not the point. But the point is, we need to take a break. Because you're about, I sent it. Here are the rails, and here you go. So I feel like we should this is a good time to take a break. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And with that.
We're breaking.
We'll be back.
Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shivana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back.
The Respectful Humans.
I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX.
I'm sorry. You're Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi.
Tis true. Mm-hmm. The Lombardis.
Represented
block of granite
in the room.
In the room.
Yeah. And I'm Siobhan.
Amen.
And
I'm here with the blessed.
Is it
beloved.
Amen or Amen?
I am on Amen. Amen is the guy's name. I say Amen. Sometimes I say Amen.
I say Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Siobhan Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And we got a lot of business happening as we get ready for this. Christmaska? How do you say it?
Christmaska.
Christmaska holiday. So SpaceX Starbase, as you remember, Lisa's going to design me a costume to go to space. But anyway, a new chapter in Texas space innovation. They're going to incorporate the Starbase facility, which is a huge deal because we're all about aerospace and development. And we're Space City. I mean, for Pete's sake, we've been into the space. But now that the rest of the world and the United States is catching up, we're just leaning in even further. So we're going to have incorporated Starbase. That's the facility.
We're in down at NASA. Is it where is Starbase?
Far away. The facility is located at Boca Chica Beach near the border. And it's a huge. Hi, person calling Lisa. It's huge. So there are over 3,000 full-time between full-time staff and contractors there. I mean, it's a huge facility, but it's down near the border. It's in Texas.
It's a reminder on Steve's calendar. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve. So the economic impact, though, this is the other thing that's pretty remarkable. So we don't do anything in the millions anymore. So $6.5 billion total economic impact. And it's actually, so there are those full-time and contractors that work at Starbase, but overall, about 21,000 jobs across South Texas.
That is huge.
That's huge.
That's really huge with an investment of $3 billion into infrastructure.
So
which,
you know what we're going to do? I have an idea.
And partnerships with 80-plus local suppliers.
I have an idea. You make me this space suit. Huh? We waltz down there to Boca Chica
Beach. I need one too,
No, here we go. Uh-huh. I'm going to be your lead lady, and I'm going to say at the gate, buzz in, you know, like, can I help you? Lombardi. Just see if that works.
So they might let me in.
I know.
It's a ticket to so much.
I'm telling you, we're going to see. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to see if it works. I'm serious.
Okay.
Lombardi. I'll try it. Two for Lombardi.
So let's.
Anyway.
Next.
Anyhow. So next, Superior Energy Services. What do we think?
They're going private, right? That's amazing. Dave Lazar, who's run some big companies, including Halliburton.
Yep.
You know, I mean, just keeps printing money. I mean, like, just, I don't know what else to say. I think it sounds great for everybody that's involved in it.
Several episodes ago, we talked about this whole public, somebody went public, private, private again, and we talked about it. So
it's a moneymaker going public, private. It is a moneymaker, and it's generally a moneymaker for everybody, and it depends who the investors are taking it private. It also can humanize a company. Because the last thing that you have, you don't have to worry every single second about shareholder value. Right. You have to be profitable.
Nobody ever bought that,
no,
said
no.
Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman.
No one ever wore it. And so the thing is, like, you can focus on your product and your customers and your service, the reasons businesses grow. Mm-hmm. And so I think it lightens the pressure a little bit.
I do. I agree with that. And then also, I mean, they'll be able to cut some costs. Just the, you know, public reporting. When you're a publicly traded company, you have all of these
regulations. It's a whole
division. It's a whole deal.
Yeah.
So they'll be able to save on some of that. So we'll see. I just always think that it is good news when one of our primary industries, energy, are doing great things.
Yes.
I just think it's good news. So I'm all about it. So
I'm with you.
Luxury home appliances.
Oh, Bosch.
What do we think?
Well, wow. They've chosen Houston for the latest experience and design center.
Yep. Almost 15,000 square feet in a showroom on Post Oak, right up the road. What do we think?
I think it sounds fabulous.
Should we show up and say, two for Lombardi?
Two for Lombardi, without a doubt. I'm just so excited for this because I do. It is a testament to our growing influence, number one, but also the luxury market that we have here.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that no matter what's going on, we're not letting go of that.
And so Chris Shepherd, who we know is one of, like, you know, the, not even, I mean, he's just a gem of a human and is a Houston star. He's a part of this. Like, they're working with him. And
well,
so
good. He's also a Culture Map icon. Is, I mean, he has a column here.
Is
he
there?
Has
is a, there?
He's Culture the wine Ma- guy for
How
Culture
did he,
Map.
He's a barbecue guy. He became the wine guy?
Yeah.
Culture Map icon.
He's on everything. I mean, he's got his own stuff.
Eat
like a local. That's him.
Miss Lombardi?
Right. Yes.
How do we get signed up for the Culture Map?
It's not been easy.
Icon.
Oh, he's the Culture Map wine guy. He's not the Culture Club wine guy.
Okay. So I'm
just
like,
so
now?
You know, we don't have a wine guy yet. We have you.
Yeah. You have me. I am. You know what?
You're very good.
I'm kind of like a sidewalk psalm.
Yeah,
I really
I agree.
Am.
Yes,
I'm pretty good.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is good. Okay, so anyway, let's go and let's see if they'll let us go see their showroom.
This is exciting. This is exciting,
right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be fantastic.
You know what else, though?
They're talking about Bosch, and I go to Bosch, and I think dishwashers and washing machines, but they're thinking ovens and cooking, and so that's where Chris Shepherd comes in, incredible chef, and it looks like his Southern Smoke Foundation is going to be a big part of it, and
that's right.
And he
Which
started that
foundation.
Like years ago, really to support like
people
in the food industry, from everybody from busboys and waiters who were laid up off every August and bad stuff, and the pandemic, and all the restaurateurs that had problems, and it's really grown into a huge thing,
an
event,
$12 million that they've been able to give to workers in crisis.
Yeah.
So just one last thing, you know, on this. Is anything just regular anymore? Like, everything's luxury. You know, like luxury. I mean, at some point, is it luxury or do we just say it's luxury? I don't know.
Both.
Okay,
I think it's both. What? I think that luxury is what where you see luxury. So I really believe that.
That was very poetic.
Well, I think it's very
luxury
personal.
Is where you
very
see
personal.
Luxury.
I mean, there are $50 cashmere sweaters out there that are luxurious to people. And then there's $1,000 cashmere sweaters that are officially luxurious. And maybe it doesn't matter who you are, they're luxurious. But so I think that we've created a world where people can experience what they want to experience.
So, like an alternative reality?
No, it's not alternative reality. It's
personal
your own
reality. Yeah,
it's your own.
Personalized reality.
That
feels a little dangerous. And you know what? I need to think about that. So let's take a break so I can ponder.
Okay, we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Siobhana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back.
Hi.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson. Bowman Lombardi.
Vaughn Lombardi.
Vaughn Lombardi.
Yeah, you got it. When you have that many,
I'm like Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman von Lombardi.
That's like my puppy. His name is Cornell Klaus Pierre von Schreiber, a.k.a. Puppy.
A.k.a. Puppy. That's and that's what you call him.
I call him Puppy, yeah, but that's his proper name.
And you call me Lisa.
I call you Lovely.
Yeah, that is, you do call me
I
Lovely.
I call you Lovely. That's your name. Okay.
Keep so going. Lovely here with my...
Lovely Lombardi here.
I guess I'm still the co-host of Culture Club HTX.
Yeah.
And I'm here with my fellow co-host...
Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. And we're here for one of our most favorite parts
of
the
show. We love the community.
We love the community.
We really do. And we've done a bunch of interesting things this year, but I think our community segment... focusing on cool things that are happening across
the hidden gems.
Yeah, the hidden gems that of people, hidden gems of organizations, just opportunities, all of it rolled up into community.
Yeah, hidden gems that equal us going places and saying two for Lombardi and seeing if it works.
Yeah, we're gonna try that. Yeah.
But okay, so one of the stories in community that we want to talk about, which I think is super, super cool, we both do.
Very.
So women are redefining the Houston Country Club scene, and not just by lunching there, but about leading.
Running the clubs. Which is really something, because they've never run the clubs.
But now...
I don't know that they've even run the clubs that much all over the country.
But now
they are, and... we are really breaking barriers, and women are stepping into key leadership roles across the whole country club industry. With actually across the country, I guess over 266 women are now serving as general managers, CEOs, or COOs. And this is including Houston, where clubs are actively diversifying.
You know what this means? They're going to get better and be more enjoyable, because women tend to be more thoughtful, because country clubs are all about hospitality, right? Like creating a good experience for the members and the guests of the members. So to me, I read this as it's going to be less dark wood. So more art, more
could be
more bright and just more welcoming. I think they'll be more welcoming and in a better experience for members and guests, et cetera. That's what I think.
I just think it's exciting. I mean, I think it's another area for women. Women have been in hospitality for years.
Yes.
So taking in the country club side of it is just, I think that's exciting. And I noticed that the country clubs that are driving change in Houston. They're talking about Bay Oaks out of Clear Lake, which is really great, and April Sound. So that's not all the country clubs. So we've got a lot of opportunities here in Houston, very close by.
I'm really excited about too is part of this shift, this notion of being more like family oriented, fitness focused. Yes. All these things are going to be great. I think the food's good. I just think literally everything's going to get better. This is my prediction. So we shall see. Stay tuned. Another thing that's pretty interesting happening in kind of the hospitality industry is United. They've said that they're going to have a record-breaking holiday travel season. So we've already gone through Thanksgiving, so that's we're halfway there. And now we have Christmas that's happening, you know, in next week. And United is predicting that they will have over almost 10 million passengers between December 19th through January 6th, which is 12% over last year.
And unfortunately, on December 19th, there are blizzards all over. So all kinds of flights have been canceled. So we're starting off with a bang.
Yeah. Well, so here you go. They're right. It's going to be busy.
Yeah.
Pack your sleeping bag.
Yeah.
So European travel, that's also another thing. They said 30% increase in folks going to Europe for the holiday season compared to pre-pandemic levels. So, you know, right after the pandemic, we had the surge, but now it's gone up even more.
Well, and I think the dollar's strong.
It is.
You know, so that just makes a huge difference. I think there's innovative technologies, so you don't automatically lose your luggage going to Europe.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this for United. Their tracking system is just incredible.
Now is if you check a bag, which I rarely do unless I'm going, you know, for more than 4 days. But when you do, you get that text message that says
where it is. You know where it is. Yep. All the, you know if it didn't get on the plane. You know everything.
Before you even leave, you know.
Yeah. So that's just, I think that's fantastic.
And so the airport, shout out to the Houston airport system, because, you know, they've been under construction in all the terminals, it seems. But it's finally starting to be complete. So I think I've been in all of them here lately. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, it looks really good.
It does look good.
It's good. It feels like, okay, it was painful, but
So far, your luggage isn't coming in there, but other than that,
yeah, I mean but you it looks good.
Sent somewhere else, but that's okay. It's not far.
It's not far. I think it's good. Yeah. So I think it's great. I'm excited for United because we're their hub, and I think. I don't know if they've already officially done it, but moved their HQ to Houston. But I have heard talk of that from Chicago.
They only went to Chicago because
United.
Went to Chicago because the CEO that succeeded Gordon's wife was from Chicago and wanted to go to Chicago.
Well, that is not a good reason.
Yeah, so he's gone, and maybe we'll get our hometown. I mean, how could we not have?
Well, and Chicago's kind of terrible for airlines. I mean, really, it is. They have more delays, literally.
Well, O'Hare is the biggest airport in the country,
and it's the worst for delays because the weather is so strange there. Yeah. And so, I mean, it really does make sense to not be there. Anyway,
okay.
All right, Houston Grand Opera.
A local treasure with global impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more than just an arts institution. It's a cornerstone of Houston's cultural identity. It's known for groundbreaking achievements and commitment to community engagement. Houston Grand Opera is continuing to make waves locally and internationally with its new partnership with Barcelona's Grand Teatre de Lixiu, Yeah, de Lixiu. Launching in January 2025, HGO reaffirms its place as a world-class opera company, rooted in Houston's vibrant arts scene. But even so, I mean, going to Barcelona, what is easier for us to do than to really have be in English, Spanish? We have such a strong Latino culture in Texas.
The other thing I think is interesting is the tourism that happens as a result of things like this, like the opera. So, you know, you think, okay, well, people are going to come if they, you know, just Houston Grand Opera. I think we have the most seats than, you know, whatever, it's New York or whatever.
We have the second number of theater seats in Houston to Manhattan, to New York City.
Right. So people come for the show, but then they do everything else. They shop, they eat, you know, et cetera.
They do. But we're also having the same problem as New York. And forgive me as I.
What?
You know,
go off the rails with.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't off the rails. Okay. This is actual facts. And I think it's important. And since we're talking about community, our community is failing to return to the theater and the arts organizations.
Yeah.
And every one of them, the symphony, the opera, the ballet, theater under this, all of the theaters are running 20% behind.
Oh.
Mm. And filling seats, which is how they make a living.
Well, I also think that part of it is, so back in the day, there used to be this thing called HYPA. So Houston Young Professionals for the Arts.
Right.
It was the Houston Downtown Alliance. And I was involved in leadership in both of those organizations, as chair, actually. And one of the things that we did was to get young people.
What? I said no surprise.
Oh, well, anyway. One of the things, it was to bring new patrons to the art.
Right.
And I said that then. I'll say it now. I think what art organizations tend to not do is focus on bringing new people. It's like they focus on the same people over and over.
And they have for too long. And they have just for got too caught. Long.
And then you get caught.
They
so
did
you have
get caught.
To renew. And so I think part of it
is. Yeah, this is not the next gen not going.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They didn't go in the first place.
They never cultivated that audience in the first place. That is the issue.
Yeah. And honestly, the patrons are dying off.
So. She said it. I did not.
Well, it's
so
true.
One of the things that I do think that the symphony has done and done a good job in is the pops, where they bring in sort of more modern, you know, artists.
I love the pops.
Yeah, into perform with the symphony. So more things like that. Anyway, we're not going to go off the rails on that.
Did we already go?
No, we didn't. Okay. Well, you did, but that's okay. So
that wasn't off the rails. No. That was part of community. You need to support the arts.
And art, you need to bring in and cultivate new patrons.
Yes.
Okay, and with that, gotta hurry up and go to a break. We'll be back.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission, partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back. We're both back. She's singing and I'm seriously here to talk fashion, one of the most important subjects in the world.
Okay.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX and winner of the Lombardi.
Von Lombardi.
I am Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman von Lombardi, winner of the Lombardi Granite Block of Granite Award and fashionista to all.
And here with Chavonna Robert-Triber, the other half of Culture Club HTX in fashion. So there's all kinds of fun things happening.
Really cool stuff. So Vera Wang sold her business, I guess, to WHP Global. Mm-hmm. So it's a new era for American luxury because Vera Wang has been an icon in fashion for years, and especially in the world of bridal.
I mean,
just a signature name for brides and luxury ready-to-wear and just everything. And now she's going to be funded. She's going to remain as the CEO, which is going to retain the integrity of the brand, which is fabulous.
Yep.
And they're going to fund her growth, and it's going to be very strategic. I mean, they generate over $700 million in annual retail sales today. Mm-hmm. So my guess is they're going to blow it up to $1 billion with lifestyle products, celebrity collaborations, and all the things.
All the things. So another thing. Okay, so we were talking about luxury, like this whole luxurious, personal luxurious experience or whatever we said. So TikTok.
Interesting. Wait, one more thing. This WHP Global's track record with brands like Isaac Mizrahi and Rag & Bone suggests a focus on strategic expansion while preserving brand identity, except they moved both of those into the moderate or better markets down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens here.
We'll see what. Stay tuned. What do you say? Stand by.
Well, yeah. The new markets for Vera Wang are definitely. Better luxury goods would call them moderate markets. What they are main floor.
Yeah.
Like belts and handbags and all the things that you can buy if you're a regular human.
Right. So okay. TikTok Shop,
yes,
which a lot of humans participate in, disrupts the luxury retail.
What can we say? It's outpacing Shine and Sephora.
Can you believe this?
I mean, I can't even imagine, but
so
why not? Everybody's online.
Well, it's so funny because I went to dinner with my mom and my little cousin a couple weeks ago, and they're like, oh, such and such from TikTok Shop. And I'm like, I don't even have TikTok. I'm like, what's a TikTok Shop? And they're like, TikTok, like shopping on TikTok.
Yeah, it's like Instagram. Yeah.
And so 80% of surveyed shoppers, they recognize TikTok Shop, and 45% make a monthly purchase on the platform. And it's fashion, accessories, etc. Those are the leading categories.
Because I think that's probably crazy. The leading categories anywhere other than if you're older, all those things that make you younger.
Like health, like skincare.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so I think it's interesting. So, you're the forecast queen over here. So what do we think about traditional luxury retailers and how if they're going to adapt their digital strategies to compete with the TikTok Shop?
Well, they're going to have to. Mm. I mean, I'm not, you don't even have to forecast that.
I know.
The TikTok Shop is not going away, and there'll be a talk tip. Another one right after them, a talk tick. They're just going to pile on. when this works, this piles on. And what's happening is it'll diversify or dilute TikTok's business, but it won't go away. This type of buying, purchasing is going to continue. So luxury retailers get in it or they go away.
Well, speaking of getting in it or going away or shifting, so Fashion Week London, they've condensed their calendar. So it used to be multiple days and now it's only going to be 4 days, February 20th through 23rd. Harris Reed, Burberry, Richard Quinn, these folks are coming back. But this notion of shortening the week, and I want to hear your opinion about this, Lisa, is sort of signaling that the fashion industry is evolving their presentation methods and moving things more into the digital showcases and not the in-person, fashion week.
And
what do we think?
On top of that, finally understanding that the customer wants something new monthly.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't into four seasons or five seasons anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not going to buy resort, which is summer clothes. In any great quantity in December.
Right.
I mean, it's like they're not buying flannel in May.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are buying clothes to wear now.
Right.
And they're doing it in the least difficult way
TikTok
possible.
Shop.
Yeah, all of that kind of stuff. So just so you know, when I first started traveling to Europe for fashion weeks in the dark ages of
my first trip, 1977,
London Fashion Week was only 3 days.
Oh, okay.
It expanded. But also, I do think the London fashion scene, which I absolutely love, mm-hmm. has never been as strong as Paris or Milan. Mm-hmm. And I think that the designers are very quick to go to another format there.
Yeah.
Expeditious is the word I'd use for London designers.
Well, I love London. I love being there because I do think that I like looking at what people wear. Yeah. So with that, we'll take a break in.
Actually, I think we're done.
Nope. We're going to take
a break. It was fashion.
Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Oh, we're done.
We are done.
No. Why? Yeah.
We're done with episode 43.
We're done?
Yeah.
Done.
Okay, you have to say goodbye.
Well, folks, we've come to the end of the road. So with that, we want you to...
stay focused.
That's right. Yeah. Stay fit.
And stay fabulous.
And happy Christmas, Kai.
Yeah, happy Christmaka.
Bye.
Do you love listening to Shavana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.